sure that we give you some good tips somewhere along the hour and 45 minutes that we're in here. Maybe one or two.
Like maybe protecting your data from getting lost forever?
Yes, there are a multitude of ways for you to back up your data. Floppy disk, remember that? That actually still works for those of you that just have, you don't have any digital camera pictures, you don't have anything other than some Word documents and maybe some Excel spreadsheets. Most of those, if you don't know how to do anything other than do a file save as in your program, you got four documents that you care about. Well, put a floppy disk in the A drive, do a file save as, tell it to go to the A drive, and save the file onto the A drive. Now you have a copy. It's that simple for onesie twosie files. If you're using Quicken or QuickBooks, oftentimes when you try to exit the program says, hey, wouldn't you like to make a backup of me? Once in a while, you might want to say yes.
And once in a while, you also want to make sure that it for sure is backing up and
it's verified.
Yeah.
These new flash drives, these little thumb drives, these little things that plug into a USB port, they're 256 meg, 512, a megabyte, or gigabyte on one of these little external little keychain type flash drives. That will hold a lot of data.
Yes.
Consider getting one of those. Back up your files onto it. When you plug it into your machine, it becomes a drive letter like drive E or drive F or drive whatever. So you can cut and paste if you know how to do that, copy, send to, whatever the way that you know how to move files around. And then if you don't know anything about anything, you might want to consider what I talked about earlier, the CMS products external hard drive system, which basically gives you a large external drive and the software to manage this whole thing. We tested it. It took about 4.5 minutes to install the software and set it up and start a backup.
And then you can schedule it. You don't have to worry about it.
And it backs up everything. That way you don't have to worry about where did I get this, did I get that. When you have a crash and then you bring something like that to somebody like Data Doctors, if you've got everything there, let us worry about finding it to put you back in place. Or you can actually use the software that came with that backup device to restore that whole drive. So there's a multitude of issues or of ways for you to do these backups. Regardless of what you've done in the past, regardless of the reasons that you've not backed up in the past, take it today. Take today's show to learn some form of backup. Make that today's goal. By the end of this month, I'll have figured out how to back up my critical data.
Yeah. In fact, I was talking to Chris earlier, and especially if you're a business, if it may not be even realistic to only have one backup, because you know what about a fire?
Well, look here. If you're a business owner and you've not already figured all this stuff out, if you're just now thinking about this, you are
bonehead of the day.
You that's crazy. Yeah, that's
bonehead of the week, maybe.
Bonehead of the year.
Yeah.
If you're in business and don't have a repeated solid backup system, shame on you, and use this as a reason to go out and learn and figure that out. Hire somebody. Do whatever you have to. But if you're a business, you absolutely cannot take the risk. Because if they do, Chris, what happens?
It fails.
And then what happens when they come see us for data recovery?
We get their data.
Right, but
hopefully.
It's now you've spent 2, 3, 4 times as much on the recovery, one recovery, than you would have spent on all your backup stuff.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is especially with tapes, a lot of companies, they tend to just go out and get a tape backup system, and it works great. I mean, the tapes pop in, tapes pop out. But you don't really understand how sometimes it's not actually working. Shooting those tapes back and forth every night, but that doesn't always mean that it's actually backing up. That's why, once again, I must emphasize, verify your backup.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, what kind of backup system are you using?
I just use CDs, basically.
You just burn things to CDs from time to time?
Right, yeah. I keep like a separate file for like, important papers and stuff like that. And then I have a separate file for music files and then a separate file for pictures. And I
good for you.
Burn it to that. It's kind of a pain sometimes once the pictures get full or the music.
Yeah, human nature sometimes kicks in, and that's usually when we see you at our door. It's like, I meant to back up, and doggone it. So, Mike, you're having a problem with resources?
Yeah, I don't know. The last couple days, the computers started working real slow, and now whenever I pull up the Windows Task Manager and the performance, it's always showing the CPU usage as being 100%.
It's pegged.
Right, it's pegged.
Is this Windows XP?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think the cure might be for you to get a Mac. What do you think, guys? Is that no?
Nay on that.
No, actually, what that means is you have a service. You have something running in the background, and the most common cause today is spyware and adware.
Well, I've ran SpyBot and Spyware Doctor both.
Yeah.
And I've killed off everything that's showing. Oh, and I did adware, too. I did two free ones and then a pay one. And it's still... Deleted or quarantined and deleted everything that it says.
How technical are you, Mike?
I'm medium, I guess. Do
you know how to go into the task manager and actually look to see which actual services are taking the CPU, the processing power?
Yeah, and the processes, yeah.
Yeah, so what you want to do is do that and then do a Google search for whatever that encrypted name is so you can figure out what the heck it is.
Right. And sometimes it might be a legitimate program.
Legitimate?
That you may be able to identify right away.
He's so here.
Right. And it could just be having a conflict with something else, or it could be conflicting with spyware.
Right.
Or it could be your firewall program, or it could be your antivirus program fighting with your firewall program, or it could be that you have two firewall programs fighting each other, or it could, you know, there's so
many. A lot of possibilities.
I just use one firewall, and I've used the same firewall, and I've used
right, but the McAfee but, for a long time. But since you're using the task manager, look at that list. It'll show you what the service is that's actually running that's running your CPU into the ground in the list of services.
Right.
It'll show you what that is, so you got to track that down and figure out what it is.
Right, and I've looked at that, and there's nothing in there that's really being the super big memory.
Did you resort it by the percentage usage? Now resort the list, because a lot of times it won't be on the list. It'll be down towards the bottom. You got to scroll to it.
Right, yeah, and I have that, and you know, I have several that are fairly high, but not really high. I mean, we have 500 mega or 512 of memory. And it has a whole bunch of things on here. But
all right, you know what? I'm going to give you more specific help off the air. Hang tight here, because I'm not sure you understood. So, it's the computer corner. We got an hour left. We're talking backup processes, utilities. Email us with how you're successfully backing up here at datadoctors.com. Back after the news.
Code of residence.